This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a joint session of the Indonesian Parliament in Jakarta this afternoon. Highlighting the growing partnership between the two nations, Mr. Modi said India and Indonesia have immense opportunities to deepen cooperation across a wide range of sectors. He noted that when India and Indonesia stand together, they reinforce the world's faith that democracy creates opportunities and builds trust. The Prime Minister said history will be made when India's 140 crore people and Indonesia's 29 crore people move forward together in pursuit of shared progress.
आने वाले 25 वर्ष हम दोनों देशों के लिए बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है। आज मैं यह संकल्प लेकर आया हूं कि भारत और इंडोनेशिया मिलकर पूरी मानवता को एक नई ऊर्जा से भर सकते हैं। जब भारत के 140 करोड़ नागरिक इंडोनेशिया के 29 करोड़ नागरिक साझा प्रयासों से मिलकर आगे बढ़ेंगे तो दुनिया एक नया इतिहास रचते हुए देखेगी।
Now we go over live to Jakarta, where Prime Minister is addressing the community program.
भारत की अर्थव्यवस्था ठप नहीं पड़ी। जब वेस्ट एशिया का इतना बड़ा संकट चल रहा था तब भी भारत की इकोनॉमी थमी नहीं, बल्कि पिछले वर्ष का जो लास्ट क्वार्टर मार्च में खत्म होता है तब हमारी ग्रोथ रेट 7.7% रही है। ये गति, ये प्रगति ऐसे ही नहीं आई है। भारत ने एक के बाद एक रिफॉर्म्स किए हैं, हमने लगातार परफॉर्म किया है और इसलिए आज देश ट्रांसफॉर्म हो रहा है।
Earlier, both leaders also held delegation-level talks with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta to review the full spectrum of bilateral ties and provide fresh momentum to the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. And the two leaders also witnessed the exchange of memoranda of understanding MOUs aimed at enhancing collaboration in areas of mutual interest. The two leaders agreed to set up a branch of IIM Bangalore in Jakarta. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was today conferred Indonesia's highest civilian honour, the Bintang Adipurna, by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto during a ceremonial event. Prime Minister Modi expressed gratitude for the award and dedicated it to the people of India and described it as a reflection of the enduring historical and civilizational ties between India and Indonesia. In Keralam, three people were killed in a landslide at the tunnel construction site near Kaleri in Mepari, Wayanad, following heavy rainfall today. Nine workers who were trapped underground were rescued and shifted to the Government Medical College Hospital, Mepari. Six others remain missing and appear trapped beneath the debris. Rescue operations are continuing with teams from the fire and rescue services and disaster response agencies. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched a mission to plant 70 lakh saplings in Delhi under the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam Abhiyan to increase green cover in the national capital. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said that this campaign is a significant initiative aimed at transforming Delhi's environment. Mr. Shah said that the central government and the Delhi government have resolved to fully develop 6,300 hectares of green rich area into forest land over the next 4 years and ensure its protection. In men's cricket, India will take on host England in the third T20 international of the five-match series at Trent Bridge in Nottingham tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 10 p.m. Indian time. The men in blue will look to level the series as the new skipper Shreyas Iyer is yet to register first win under his captaincy. In the FIFA World Cup, defending champions Argentina will take on Egypt in the round of 16 match in Atlanta tonight. Later in the round 16 clash, Switzerland will face Colombia in Vancouver. And that is the end of this news bulletin.